Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Garoppolo from the gun takes the snap, drops back. Here comes the pressure. He's flushed out, rolling right, throws far side. It's picked off, intercepted. Anthony Brown.
That's exactly what the Cowboys needed and what we talked about that Garoppolo couldn't do. He could, and he just airmails Sherfield, who's actually open. Just a poor throw by Garoppolo on the run going to his right.
And with that, good afternoon. Yes, it's still a football Friday. No Steelers, no problem. Because when we look back on this weekend, and the ratings come out, and Pompeiani gets the printout from KDK and says, what were people watching this weekend in Pittsburgh? The four highest rated things will be the NFL playoffs. Bengals, Titans, Niners, Packers, Bucks, Rams, Bills, Chiefs.
And you're still wearing the garb of a team that was bounced like an unwelcome guest from the wild card round, the Steelers.
And you're wearing an orange hunting hat, even though you don't own a firearm.
Is this a hunting hat?
Yes.
Really?
Bright orange. Yes. I'm in the woods and I need people to see me.
Yes.
Doran Dickerson, by the way.
Hey, Doran, how are you?
Good. How are you?
How's
your Apollo Mala jersey working out for you?
Yeah, that was your good luck jersey.
Right.
I didn't wear it on Sunday.
Why? Did I get in your head about how since you wore it during the week that all of its mystical powers
and Amanda's like, that thing's getting too small. I can see your love handles. And she made that comment and I'm like, I'm done.
Did you get rid of the jersey or did you resolve to get rid of the love handles?
No, I still have it.
Question.
I can't get rid of love handles in 48 hours, Chris.
Cool sculpting.
Let's go. You listening, Skin Center?
They get a free pop
works,
to start
baby.
The show. I didn't have that on my Pony and Muller Friday bingo card. Yeah, so she embarrassed me. She made me feel bad about that.
Like
some of you a-holes made me feel bad about the way I had my dress shirt on the other night at a nice dinner.
Why were people doing that to you?
Because they're mean.
They're just picking on you.
People are sinister.
No, people are not sinister. People
and
are
menacing.
Trying to help you. So here, Doran, I have a couple thoughts on the A versus B that Amanda sent out there. And she wanted Ryan Clark, who is stylish and trendy and can get away with wearing the top button with no tie. She wanted Ryan to comment. I don't know if he ever did.
Ryan said, it's okay. It's cool to go the top button route.
Fair enough.
The button is meant to be buttoned.
He's being when you're wearing a tie, yes. He's
no,
being
he said even without
you.
It.
Some I guys never wear
can,
a tie.
Some guys can pull it off. You can't. Here's what was odd about this.
We have 2 hours.
Shots fired.
Bang! We have 2 hours.
But neither can I. Like, you have to have an overall sense of style.
Basically, he's saying you guys are the same.
Don't lump me in with you. And why are you being so self-deprecating?
Because I have tried to button up the top button, like, and go no tie and look in the mirror, and I'm like, oh, God, this looks... like, because it looks like somebody's squeezing my head to make it look even bigger, because there's not a tie there to distract from it, right? Here's the thing. What was weird about the two pictures is, you are in better shape than I am. I am considerably more overweight than you are.
I wouldn't say considerably.
If you even are. What do you weigh right now?
I bet you ponies more than you.
I weigh 190.
I weigh 207.
Okay.
You guys are little.
Okay, but, well...
Yeah, but we're not ex-professional athletes. By the way, are you ready to drop the X and consider the USFL?
I figure we can get into that later, right?
Yeah,
well, why don't we address the elephant in the room right now? Kirby Wilson, Todd Haley, if you get a phone call, would you go?
The elephant in the room is you buttoning your top button.
Yeah, true. Don't try to deflect.
Yeah.
We do have 2 hours to get Doran committed to the Birmingham.
Right. You know
Maulers.
How I like to build up
the Birmingham
Stallions,
parentheses.
Stallions.
Oh, is it?
The Birmingham Stallions
I know,
and the Pittsburgh
I'm
Maulers.
I'm calling them the Birmingham Maulers because they're playing down there, even though they're the Pittsburgh
so
Maulers.
So they're going to put Birmingham in front of every nickname
this year? I
think
it should just be parenthetical. It should be Birmingham Pittsburgh Maulers. But no, the weird thing about the pony pictures is he needs to buy V-necks. That's the very simple solution.
I have V-necks, Chris.
And you don't like
that one
them,
just rode up on me.
But that was a crew neck.
I know. The crew neck just rode up on me. It's
so
usually
you don't have
tucked
V-neck.
In so you can't see it.
You have a V-neck?
I do have V-neck shirts. I just don't like the way it makes my hairy chest look.
But nobody can see your hairy chest.
I can. That's the problem.
The weird thing was, with his arms crossed in the first one with the undershirt, the thing that I was struck by is it made him look like 15 pounds heavier, and then he actually looked better with the top button buttoned because he looked like he had lost those 15 pounds.
Yep.
It was very strange.
Donnie, do you button the top button when you call games, when you have to do professional things like St. Vincent Hoops?
No, I only do that if I have to wear a tie.
Do you wear a tie to do St. Vincent Hoops?
No, absolutely not.
Do you wear a sweatshirt and mesh shorts?
A polo.
No,
it's
like a polo and maybe cargo shorts, because those gymnasiums are just
cargo
way too hot.
Shorts.
I toss in the khaki shorts or cargo shorts, and we're good to go.
My dad always told me that if you are the best looking person in the room, you don't need to wear a tie, because that usually a tie distracts from your
face.
Being
good looking.
So I never wear ties.
Oh, so he was saying that as like a confidence thing for you. Yeah. Always assume you're the best looking guy in the room.
Yep.
Would you wear a bolo tie?
Like Phil Rivers and the characters on Yellowstone?
No.
I think a great bit
that's
for
like
one
the,
of us on
like
the yeah, it has like the strands
I'll
coming
tell
out.
You what, if Beth Dutton said to me, "Pony, put on a bolo tie," I'd go out and buy 100 of them.
She
is a
character?
Smoke show, dude. You
she,
need to go look
Yellowstone.
Beth Dutton.
You don't know her?
Nope.
Do some research.
Is she a Yellowstone character?
Yes.
So I just need what you're
Donnie,
really
are you intrigued
is...
by her? There's a certain sexual energy there. Would you agree?
I would
Oh,
agree.
Wait a minute. Kelly Riley. She's in the Sherlock Holmes movies, which I love. She's Jude Law's wife.
Still? In real life?
No, I think in the movies. I don't know who Jude Law's married to. Maybe it's Rachel Weisz.
Rochelle has a big crush on Jude Law. It makes me upset.
I think it's because he's tall,
skinny,
British.
Because you guys have
nothing
in common.
Tall, skinny, British.
You know what I mean?
Old.
Yeah. What's that all about?
I don't know.
Yeah, bolo tie, though, anyway. I think I'm going to do that on a nightly sports call. One day,
I think
I'm
you should
gonna,
do that.
I'm
definitely.
Just going to show up
definitely.
In a bolo tie and not explain it at all.
Definitely.
Just,
like, just be like...
Go right into your take.
If Pomps is like, Chris, that's an interesting bit of attire you're wearing today. I don't know what you're talking about, Bob. Anyway, let's talk Steelers.
There is a quarterback that's playing tomorrow night that could end up on the Steelers roster, and it's not Aaron Rodgers. It's the guy for the 49ers. And... he's a lame duck, quack, quack. He's not going to be back with San Francisco unless they somehow win the Super Bowl. They've all but admitted that he's done, that he's just a stopgap because they traded two first-round picks to get Trey Lance. Garoppolo knows he's on borrowed time. He didn't help his cause really on Sunday when he threw that interception and almost lost the Niners the game single-handedly. So he's out there. There are some in Steelers media who are actually... pounding or do you pound a drum? I guess you do. Is it? Would you?
Banging the
banging,
drum.
You bang it.
You bang a drum.
There are some in Steelers media that are banging the drum for this guy.
Who?
Well, stats nerd David Todd loves Garoppolo.
Why?
He thinks that's a great idea because he's a winner. He's 35. He's 34 and 15.
He'd be a Super Bowl winner if he could get out of his own way.
He's 34 and 15 when he starts for the 49ers. He's been to the Super Bowl. He was 10 minutes away from... being a champion and being like the Brad Johnson of our generation, a game manager who won a Super Bowl.
He didn't make the one throw needed.
But he's better than mediocre Mason.
You know, it's a stat that I think is very telling on Jimmy G this year, Dorn. He is, when he plays a clean game, no fumbles, no picks, he does not personally turn the ball over. They're 6-0 when he plays a clean sheet. When he has one fumble lost, one interception, they're 4-6. Now that Dallas game gets lumped in there. I mean, they won it, but that I think shows you what he is. He is an elite quarterback as long as he plays what amounts to a perfect game. Not like perfect in 28 of 31, 500 yards, doesn't screw up. But the majority of the games are, in fact, games where he screws up. So then he's about a 500 guy. That tells me that Jimmy G can't overcome his own mistakes. You are working with very little margin for error up there on the Jimmy G tightrope.
I totally agree. How old is Jimmy G, 27?
No.
Oh, he's like 31.
He's in his 30s now.
He's in his 30s. I mean, his ceiling is max. Come on, guys. I mean, we know what Jimmy G is. I mean, he is what he is. He has no room to grow. Now, something like Derek Carr, I believe, has a
They're
lot of room.
They're the same age, though.
But I think he has a lot
what
of room to grow.
Yeah, what's the difference between those two guys for
I'd
you then?
Say
in
like
terms
leadership.
Of one guy is more upside and the other one doesn't.
Leadership and guys around him. I think that Derek Carr can get into those good situations and actually win. I really do. I know Jimmy G has made it to a Super Bowl. I know he has won. But I just think that Derek Carr has something extra than Jimmy G.
Are you saying that...
Man, because Gronkowski said the exact opposite. Know, well, he said Garoppolo has the it factor that Carr lacks.
The it factor is different than the growth factor. Are you suggesting here, let me be clear, because I think this is what you're saying, and I don't want to misrepresent you, that because Jimmy G plays in that Shanahan system that is a lot of like misdirection in running. The running should be very easy, and they made Deebo Samuel into this unique weapon that he's got a lot more things benefiting him than Carr does in Vegas in terms of like what is surrounding him, how it's schemed up, the reputation of the guy calling the plays, etc. Because I'll buy that with Garoppolo.
So what are you saying? He's a system quarterback? Was that your long-winded way of saying that?
It wasn't long-winded. It was like 35 seconds, tops. I think he is. Look where he went into the NFL and the ultimate system place.
Can Jimmy G win you a football game? Like himself.
By himself.
I'm not looking at anything outside of him. Can he win you a football game? I don't think so.
Well, either can any of the quarterbacks on the Steelers roster, and that's what this is about.
I totally agree. Totally agree.
Can Jimmy G take the Steelers roster as it's going to most likely look next year and turn it into a big-time winner?
No.
Can Jimmy G, with the coaching he will probably receive from, say, Matt Canada in this hypothetical, overcome that?
Is he better than Roethlisberger
right now?
He's better because he can move a little bit more. But the antithesis or the kind of like the drawback to that is you touch Jimmy G.
Yeah, he's got a slightly sprained right shoulder, thumb injury. He's always banged up. He's
the only guy
injured.
I've ever seen who tore his ACL on a play where he got hit in the shoulder.
You talk about overcoming, right? Can Jimmy G overcome the situation with the Steelers?
Yeah.
And then you look at somebody like Derek Carr. Look what he's overcome. Think about it. Look what he's overcome this year. And they made it to the playoffs because of him, I believe.
No, he was an A-plus leader this
yes.
year. He was an A-plus leader of men. The thing that I think strengthens your point the most right now about room for him to grow is the year where he was at his best and was a legitimate MVP candidate, he gets hurt right before the playoffs and doesn't get a chance to sort of give you that first look of when all the chips are on the table, what does Derek Carr do? Like, when he's playing at his best, what does it look like then in the next round? They started Connor Cook in a playoff game because even freaking Matt McGloin got hurt. I mean, that is – I don't know how anybody could watch those two and realize what organizations they've been with. In Carr's case, it's just one. Who they've been coached by at times and think, Jimmy G still has something here that's a question mark. Derek Carr, you can make that argument. I don't think you can with Jimmy G.
But we don't know if Carr's going to be available yet. We know that Garoppolo will. Barring a miracle run, he's going to be on the market, and the Niners are going to be desperate to trade him. I talked to someone who works up there who texted me this morning and said he is there to be had for a second-round pick. That's all it's going to take. Hmm. A pick in the 60s will get Garoppolo. Now, he only has 1 year left on his contract, and it's a $27 million cap hit, so you have to think about that, too.
That's a lot.
Steelers have what? They're projected. I've seen 44.
Over 40.
I've seen 41.5 right now, projected at 44. No. The answer is no, man. Because here's how I weigh this. Let me see if this strikes either of your fancies. I say, do I want to try to beef up the team in sort of the way Belichick did? I'm going to replace some parts here in free agency. I'm going to have, a very targeted draft. I'm going to build up both lines. I'm going to get guys that fit. I might retain a guy or two that fits, right? Okay. And then I'm going to maybe not be very good this year because I'm going to have some bad options at quarterback. And then in 23, guess what? We're going to draft a guy because we're going to be picking near the top in a better quarterback draft, and let's go.
And yeah, but that's still years away. I mean, Yeah, but that's still like, okay, so now we got a rookie quarterback in 2023. We're not going to compete for a Super Bowl because the guy's a rookie. Like, that's really pushing things down the road. Like, you're eyeing 2024, something like that.
That's all right.
To be a contender, is it? If you're Cam Hayward, would you like the way that sounds?
No,
you're 35
years
old.
You're losing your Hall of Fame quarterback. There has to come a time where you have to realize that you're going to have to do this.
Not necessarily.
I think so. I think that at this point, Ben Roethlisberger played for the Steelers for 18 years. There's going to be a time, which is now, that you're going to have to rebuild. You're going to have to figure it out and start from scratch again.
Yeah,
you
but
really
some teams don't do that. Some teams go with the Band-Aid or the ready-made quarterback and don't like have patience with a rookie guy. They just either sign a free agent or they trade for a big-name guy. The Steelers could do that if they want. They have the cap space to afford an expensive quarterback next year. I don't want to be Jimmy G's advocate, but I do think he would give them a better chance to win than the guys they have. I mean, I would be actually rooting against it happening. But the season is not a throwaway season if he's your quarterback over Rudolph or Haskins or even a rookie. He would give them a better chance to win than any of those guys.
So what is a successful season with Jimmy G in your eyes then?
Well, he's been to a Super Bowl.
He's been. It doesn't mean he's going to do that with the Steelers.
No, I know, but if you brought him in, your take on next season would be, we're bringing him here to win multiple playoff games.
What if you don't make the playoffs? Then it's a dud.
Correct.
the team.
I mean, look at the
$27 million dud.
I mean, that was what the Colts gambled on with Carson Wentz, and it blew up in their face.
So the 49ers, do we agree, had a better roster when they made it to the Super Bowl than the Steelers do now?
Of course, they had a great roster.
And he couldn't.
Jimmy Garoppolo was along for the ride. He was not even in the passenger seat. He was in the middle seat in the back, which is the worst place to sit, Doran.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Thank you. If that's all the case, he threw, what, 8 passes in that NFC title game when they buried Green Bay?
Yep.
Why, in your hypothesis here, would you bring in Jimmy G and expect him to win multiple playoff games when he was mostly a bystander on a Super Bowl runner-up?
Yep.
Because they were so loaded around him. You don't bring in that guy and say, you're the man now. It's an interesting dynamic in the 8 teams that are left as far as, like, patch in a quarterback or draft one and get bad. Burrow, Mahomes, Allen, Rodgers are all drafted guys. Rodgers being outside the top 20, that's a unique situation. The other 4 teams, Bucks, Rams, Titans, right? They all brought in a guy. Like, Tannehill comes in, that's his second team. Brady, that's his second team. Stafford, it's his second team. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You can do it both ways, but the key theme here with the guys that are on those that are not drafted high up, they were awesome. Or had, like, an obvious pedigree. Stafford, former number one overall. Brady, a 6-time Super Bowl champion, right? Tannehill, a first-round pick who everyone said, if Ryan Tannehill ever gets away from Adam Gase, this could actually work. And they, by the way, also surrounded him with a ton of weapons and the best running back probably of the last 10 years or so, pure runner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Any disagreement mm-hmm. here?
No.
So if you're going to play that little game, right, with bring in a guy and add him to a roster, he better be somebody that has pedigree.
That's
and
what I,
Jimmy. Yeah, I know you and I are on the same side of this.
And
Jimmy
I'm on
G
this,
ain't that
and,
guy.
And I'm on the same side as you guys too. All I'm saying is there a scenario out there where the Steelers don't really like the quarterbacks in free agency, so they don't take any? The draft doesn't break their way, and no one they really like is available at 20. And so the draft is done and free agency is done, and the 49ers still have to trade Jimmy Garoppolo. And in that situation, you didn't add to your quarterback room in free agency. You didn't add to it in the draft. Do you take a shot on him, or do you just ride it out with Mason Rudolph and Dwayne Haskins? I mean, that...
If you ride it out with Rudolph and Haskins... Well, here, you...
No. I know exactly what's going to happen, and your guys are going to remember this 2 years from now. I mean, I would rather take my chances and potentially win with a rookie quarterback than spend $27 million and maybe win.
Yeah, but I'm saying the rookie quarterbacks are off the board by the time they pick at 20.
Okay, but this is what's going to happen. You know who's going to be the next GM for the Steelers, right?
Well, Brandon Hunt?
Yes. Where did he go to high school?
He's local, isn't he?
Djokovic.
Pine Richland.
Where's Tomlin's kid?
Boston College.
Pine Richland in 2 years are going to draft Djokovic. Guaranteed. That's what's going to happen. They're not going to draft a quarterback this year.
I don't like them.
And then in 2 years, they're going to draft Phil Djokovic. I guarantee that happened. Watch.
Well, but that doesn't solve the 2022.
No, the Band-Aid is Mason Rudolph. You're going to.
Look, a lot of Steelers insiders have said that's what they're going to do. I'm telling you right now, if they take that risk, Tomlin's going into the season with the real possibility that his streak of consecutive winning seasons ends.
That streak is actually a detriment to him.
But oh my God, I think he cherishes that. I think he loves that. Like, I'm not going to name Amanda. There, that's what I meant to say. I think that's how he looks at.
I think he was going to go with food or drink before he said his own wife there. Yeah.
I think Tomlin loves that whenever his name comes up, that is the first thing people say about him.
And that will be connected with Ben. And I think he's okay with that now that Ben's
gone. Nah, I don't agree.
Ben also had a 7-8 season once.
I don't agree with that.
Forget it. Yeah. You might have people inside the organization, you both might, telling you that he does value it. You might think he doesn't care, Dorn. Let me split the baby here. Whether he cares or not, it's a bad thing for him now, the idea that they haven't been bad. The last time they were close to really bad was 6-10. Who did that yield in the draft? The guy that got them their 6th Super Bowl.
They were in position to have something like that happen to them. They were winless. Ben got injured, and there was a strong possibility that they were going to have a bad year. And he said, screw that. I want to go trade my first-round pick for a safety. I mean, I just don't see...
A safety that only played 1 year. That's future.
No, but
safety.
I'm
That's
saying
a future trade.
Hold on, but the future trade, he could have just allowed for Mason Rudolph to ride it out that year, win like 5 or 6 games, and draft his next franchise quarterback in the following April's draft. That could have happened.
You're trying to say that they traded for Minkah Fitzpatrick because they wanted to salvage that season?
Yes.
No.
I don't think they wanted to throw in the towel on that season so early.
I don't agree with
Chris?
That.
Chris?
I thought it was a chance for them, granted, with things at like a very low point, to get a player he loved and coveted that they didn't have an opportunity to get. I thought
that he could have for 10 years.
I thought that was, quote, not say a crime of, but that was a decision of opportunity, born of opportunity, because obviously Fitzpatrick didn't like the way he was being deployed there. Let me just say this about the Garoppolo hypothetical. Say you have to, you know, you $27 million, you owe him all this money, you trade for him. Then you're pot committed mentally to him because, we used maybe a second round pick. What, you know, what are we doing here? Think of how many players you might otherwise be able to sign.
Yeah.
If you don't pay Jimmy Garoppolo a whole bucket full of money. Like, guys that could actually help you for more than one season. Free agents that are out there that are useful.
No doubt.
I know that they don't build their roster that way, but they still can. James Ferrier.
I agree, but if you don't do something, you can build all those other things, and you have almost no chance of competing this year because you'll have the worst quarterback situation in the league.
What kind of appetite Steelers fans have?
You're the 2021 Denver Broncos if you do that stuff.
I think Steelers fans would welcome that. You know why? Because I think they've seen them go sort of.
Oh, so then 6 years without a playoff win?
But they know there's at least some sort of light at the end of the tunnel. Right. This is why we're
doing
this.
There's a plan in place.
Probably if I were going to describe my biggest complaint about the last couple of years, it was that going with Ben post-elbow surgery when it was obvious that he was a shell of his former self, they looked like a team without a plan, kind of flailing and grasping at what they used to be.
Donnie, how do you feel about the idea of Jimmy G as the next Steelers quarterback? A few female Steelers fans have texted in during the conversation. They seem to be on board with it.
I'm sure they are, but
why is that?
I'm not worried about how the guy.
Well, why
looks.
Would they
I'm
be
worried about how he plays football?
Oh, that is a football guy answer.
Did Colin Cowherd text in too?
I think. Why do you say that?
I think
he's got a crush on him. He's got a man crush.
I think he has a big man crush.
If Jimmy Garoppolo was in this room, would you go out and buy a tie?
That was a good one. That was a good one. But I would not.
That's well done.
Let's
go, Doran.
I would not.
So you're not on board with it, Donnie.
I mean, he's better than what they currently have.
Second round pick for Garoppolo. You pull the trigger on that deal?
I don't know. With the amount they'd probably have to pay him? No.
It's $27 million for 1 year.
No, thanks. No.
I mean,
no
the way. Answer's a hard no for me.
Yes. Hard no.
Hard no.
Hard no. Like, I would be pissed because that would, to me, be trying to grasp at something that really isn't there. And it would, again, be prioritizing. We want to try to be competent. Like the whole I've used this analogy before. Neil Huntington, I want to be a guy that builds a team that wins 85 games and plays meaningful ones in September. I don't want that. Suck for a year. Be uninspiring.
So
and
wait
have
a minute.
The worst quarterback room in the league to try to get one of the best ones in one fell cheap swoop.
But do you think they're bad enough where if they really went with Rudolph or
Haskins? You talk about Rudolph like he's one of the worst quarterbacks ever to get into the NFL.
Right.
To have a team believe in him over a long period of time, yes.
So don't you think that would be a pretty bad football team? They're getting old at key positions. We went through all their free agent to bees, and you and I.
No,
were
I
saying,
think you're
like,
right.
Yeah.
No, I think you've. I think you're right. I think they would be pretty bad. Yeah, I think they'd have by far their worst season.
I
with
would
Tomlin.
Be if they don't.
And their worst season in 20 years.
My epiphany has been lately. I know you had one that was you don't want Dwayne Haskins.
Isn't there a
anymore.
Day of epiphany? Isn't that like a?
I thought it was January 8th in the Catholic Church.
So we just passed
Roman
it.
Catholic.
Did you
yeah,
celebrate
I think
it?
So I did not.
Did your mom?
I don't know.
No,
I'm not sure.
So you didn't say Happy Epiphany Day
I think
in a text.
It might be an Orthodox thing actually too.
No. No, I don't know, Doran. I'm out on this one.
I don't know.
The epiphany I have had is that I am more than happy as a Steelers fan. Yes, a guy who does want to see them do well.
But is wearing a Browns-colored hat right now.
You said it was a hunting hat. Make up your mind.
It's both.
It's Duck Hodges' support here.
No.
USFL. Keeping us well on theme here. I would be happy with like a 5-12 season for this reason.
You'd be happy with it?
Yes.
I
would be at peace with watching it, knowing what I'm watching. Yes, I'm wasting a year of TJ and maybe the last year of Cam as an elite talent because he's getting into his mid-30s. I love watching that guy because it would be putting them in the best possible position to not only find their next franchise quarterback, but to then have that player for several years on the cheap.
Yep.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Fan Hotline's presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. Here it comes.
I have to wait a while here. This is Meatloaf.
Right here. Exactly.
No, no.
The whole world wants to know what that is. What is the one thing he wouldn't do?
I know.
It's a mystery.
I think I know what it is, too.
Yep.
You think you know, Mulsey?
I mean, the degenerate way both of you are laughing.
Yeah.
Has a couple ideas.
He's like, man, there are a lot of things I would do for. Oh, that? No.
I'm good on
hard
that.
Pass.
I have an idea.
We're asking you what you would do for a new Steelers quarterback and if Jimmy G does it for you. Trey Lance is there and waiting. He's a lame duck. He's gotten his team to the playoffs again. He has a great winning record as a starting quarterback. He's going to get dealt. Consensus is a second-round pick would get it done. Is this someone the Steelers should go after? If you're like, hell no, Pony, he blows, then give me another guy. Give us a better option. Give us something that makes more sense to you.
Can I open
412-928-9370? And the winner, we can't give away Meatloaf tickets because he unfortunately passed away today. Rest in peace. So we have concert tickets to another act instead. Yes?
Can I just open up people's minds here if they're going to try to call in and win to this very in-demand
show? We only have one empty line, so...
Okay, but if you're calling, Pony, you said give us a better option.
Yep.
A better option does not have to mean a better quarterback.
Oh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think I made that pretty clear in the open to the show.
Yeah, so why did you have to say it again?
Because I want our listeners, who might have been swayed by the power of Meatloaf's vocals there... to get back on track. And
oh, focus. That's what Meatloaf said.
Yeah, that's Meatloaf.
Okay.
Wait.
Dorn has no knowledge of Meatloaf.
So
no.
You just thought we were playing this random song.
Yep.
And you didn't have any clue who no was clue. By.
Nope. You're lying to us right
I
now.
I swear.
Okay.
What is happening on this show?
Matt is going to lead us off. Matt, do you like Meatloaf or did you like Meatloaf?
I'm not a huge fan of Meatloaf, to be honest.
We're talking about the singer, not the dish.
Oh, well, then in that case, yeah, he's all right.
Okay. So you like the singer more than the food?
I would say so, yeah.
Okay. How about Jimmy Garoppolo? Does he tickle Matt and Scott Township's fancy?
Absolutely not.
Oh,
I knew it was
dramatic
coming.
Defect from Matt. He knows the sports talk radio business well.
Why not?
He's a dud. I would rather have who Baker Mayfield aspires to be, which is Gardner Minshew.
I kind of like this call already.
Why?
He's playing quarterback bingo here.
Why?
Why would I rather have Gardner Minshew?
No, yes. I want to know, what about Jimmy G just does not inspire you at all?
He just called him a dud, Mosey.
But that's not very specific.
Yes, he is a dud. He puts up mediocre stats, and he seems to make big mistakes during have a big opportunity. He always fumbles.
Yeah, he came up short in the Super Bowl for them.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Gardner Minshew is 8-14 all time as a starting quarterback.
Here's the problem with Gardner Minshew, why people like him.
Because he has a Fu Manchu and long hair.
He's a cult hero kind of guy. But
he's a folk hero.
He is not really appreciably different than Jimmy Garoppolo.
What do you mean?
People like him because, he's a gunslinger and he's always been in tough situations in Jacksonville.
Wait a minute.
Let me put it this way. Let me make it much more clear and concise. If you grafted Gardner Minshew onto the Niners team that lost to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl and he had biffed the same throw that Jimmy G did, no one would want him. You haven't seen him in a better situation, so you inflate in your mind what he could be capable of.
I think if you left the money out of it and you gave 32 teams the option, would you rather have Jimmy G or Garoppolo, Jimmy G or Minshew, every single one would say Jimmy G.
Yeah.
I think there would be at least one team dumb enough to say.
Really?
Yeah.
The guy was
leaving the money out?
The guy was available to everyone entire offseason. Urban Meyer didn't want him around in Jacksonville, so Lawrence would be looking over his shoulder. And what did he get traded for? Like a six-round pick?
I think Philly fans wanted him to start over Hurts for a while, though, when he had his little
run. Well, that's because of what you just said before. He's a likable dude. Yeah. He wears assless chaps and leather and, stuff like that.
He's Fitzpatrick.
He wears jorts. I mean, he's a wild
man.
That's
a good one. He's Fu Manchu Fitzpatrick.
He's a Fugazi generic brand, store brand version of Ryan Fitzpatrick. Yeah.
He's the Gabriel Brothers version of Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I had a treasured purchase from Gabriel Brothers about 10 years ago. I found one of those ones that usually gets shipped off overseas. I found a New England Patriots 19-0 Super Bowl champions hoodie at Gabe.
Where is it?
I gave it to my older brother because it was a little small on me after a couple washes. So I said, somebody needs to be the keeper of this bad boy.
Here's Dave on Garoppolo and Steelers quarterback options. Hello, Dave.
What up? What's going on, y'all?
Hey, man.
Listen, man. Jimmy G hurt too much. We don't need that.
Okay. Then what do we need?
We need to draft the offensive lineman first.
Okay.
Second round, trade up, and get that boy Malik Willis.
He's not going to be. You think he's going to be there in the second round, Dave? Holy cow, are you optimistic?
Hey, no. I'm hoping that we could get him. I'm hoping that he do fall in the second round.
He's not projected to fall, though. I think the latest I've seen him is 29th.
You know what, man? The Texans need Garoppolo, man. That's what needs Garoppolo right now.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Dave's hoping that a guy that's projected by many to be a top 15 pick falls to the 40s? 50s in the draft.
I have still seen projected as a second-round guy at times, and I saw there were, questions.
Desmond Ridder?
Yeah. Mm. Accuracy.
That do anything
questions.
For you?
I think he might have the highest ceiling of any of these guys. The frame.
Oh, that sounds like what people were saying about Mason Rudolph 5 years ago.
I guess, here are the main knock is not accurate enough, and literally everything else I've heard about him. Processes everything really well. I love the fact that he told Notre Dame he was going to beat them. He went into South Bend, beat them. Then when he was done doing that, he told them he had just beaten them.
Yeah, but if you're not accurate in the NFL, if that's your X,
I understand that that's a big X, but that was also Josh Allen's big X, and he fixed it.
Josh Allen has a rope.
And Josh Allen was not a second-round pick. He was still a big-time pick. He was the seventh pick, Malzahn.
What you have to determine with the accuracy, is it legitimately mechanical the way Allen's obviously was because they had that big series on how he fixed it, or is it something baked in more?
Man, with how teams are so desperate for quarterbacks, whenever a quarterback falls out of the first round now, I have big time buyer beware with the player.
Well, I do if it's a guy
who's
6'4", 220. I mean, Ridder looks the part. You just said it yesterday when we were at the casino, Pony. With Russell Wilson, everyone looked stupid because he was 5'11", and he dropped to the third round despite looking production-wise
deal.
But that's the way it worked for a while.
Yeah.
That's how Drew Brees isn't a first-round pick. Guys that are too short.
Yeah, I agree, but
You guys,
those days are over. Kyler Murray went number one overall, and he can.
Corral's going to be a top 15 pick, right? And Corral's 6'1", 190, and they like him because his running ability is good, and he's going to get killed if he tries to run like that in the pros.
Jason's next on the Garoppolo idea and more. Hello, Jason.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, man.
I'm saying, since the offensive line is so weak, to try to get Tyler Huntley.
From the Ravens?
Yes.
Is it because the Ravens are going to trade
their backup quarterback to be the Steelers' starting quarterback?
I don't know. I'm thinking.
What's next? Jim Harbaugh is going to leave Michigan to coach Ohio State? I mean, come on, Jason.
Jimmy G's not a Pittsburgh guy.
Why? He's too handsome?
Say it.
I mean, come out and say it, Jason.
If you believe it, if you think most Pittsburgh guys are dumpy looking slobs and Jimmy G wouldn't fit in, say it with your whole chest.
Yeah, so wait, is Tyler Huntley, you think they're going to make him the starter?
No, but I think they love him as a backup.
He fits their system. He's like, what? If Ryan Fitzpatrick is your starter, Gardner Minshew's a good backup because they're similar style players. Exactly. Huntley plays like Lamar Jackson.
Exactly. Smart.
And he's cheap.
Yeah.
That's it.
And they don't have to pay him.
That is born out of seeing the Ravens a lot, just not just when the Steelers play them, because they still are like the local game. Sometimes if the Steelers are playing at 4 o'clock, they're the one you're getting and being like, oh, that guy's pretty good.
I mean, Jimmy G, like, he is what he is, but he's a big city guy. I mean, don't you think?
Boston, went to Eastern Illinois.
I just think, like,
Bay
you know,
Area.
Yeah, like, you know, he's Houston, big city. I just think he's a big city guy.
And Pittsburgh's a small.
I don't know.
I don't think he would even want to come here.
I don't think he's going to.
Jimmy, you getting jumbo down Giant Eagle?
Not that he would have it.
I don't think he's going to have many options, dude. I don't think he's.
The bloom is off the Jimmy G Rose?
Yes, because he gets hurt too much.
Is that the biggest knock from other teams? Here's the thing. When you say, like, he gets hurt too much, right? That's one thing.
I think Shanahan got frustrated that when he's healthy, he's not a great quarterback. And what makes matters worse is that you can't depend on him because he's constantly injured. And that's why they went up and traded for Trey Lance. Because he's like, I've got a great roster. I can't trust this guy for the next 3 or 4 years to be out there because... In two out of the last four years, he's missed like the entire season.
It is kind of interesting though that Lance was getting all those first. Remember that, Dorn,
mm-hmm.
in the preseason. Trey Lance, he's getting a lot of first team reps. He looks really polished.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as much as I agree with a lot of what you just said, Pony, Jimmy G is obviously better for them right now. He's better than a rookie. I get it, but still, he beat back the challenge and is clearly the man. There.
Troy is on the fan. Hello, Troy.
Hey, Pony, Mahler, Doran, Donnie Football. I'm going to give you my best sales pitch right now.
Let's hear it.
Your honest take after this.
I'm turning my volume up so I hear it. Go ahead.
We need to go after the quarterback in Green Bay and not the one everybody's thinking about. We need to try to trade for Jordan Love. I can't see the guy costing more than a third or second round pick. I believe if he was in this year's draft, he'd probably easily be the quarterback one. He's also very young. He's 6 months younger than Kenny Pickett right now. He's been led by some great offensive minds, Matt LaFleur, Nathaniel Hackett, Aaron Rodgers. So if we do get him, Matt Canada doesn't have a chance to poison his mind. I mean, let's go. It's right there.
All right. I'm going to put Troy on hold. I'm going to give him the Megadeth tickets.
I don't like
the idea, but it was very well put.
I think that was a great take.
I have horrible thoughts that Jordan Love has the same fatal flaw we just said about Ritter, that he's not going to be accurate enough in the NFL.
But that was a compelling, interesting, creative take.
That was a national radio show level. Quality level.
Wow.
Call. So,
that was great.
And I wouldn't know anything about that because I don't do national
What's
radio.
His name? What's his
Troy
name?
In Uniontown, Troy. You're going to go see Lamb of God.
Hold on.
Congratulations on all your take success.
Troy in Uniontown, you're going to go see Megadeth with Lamb of God.
Doran doesn't listen to any of those bands.
Is that what they do? They scream.
They scream.
I think
it's more just like true heavy metal. I don't think it's like screaming.
Hmm. Here is Pony and Muller number one super fan, Jeff in South Park on Jimmy Garoppolo. Jeff?
Hey, guys. Hey, Doran.
Does Mrs. Jeff in South Park find Garoppolo dreamy?
I don't know. I don't really think she has a strong opinion on him. You know what Mrs. Jeff in South Park said to me the other day when I won the tickets, though?
What?
She said, congratulations on all your success.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
It's come full circle.
What do you got?
So, Pony, I'm with Malzie on this one. Not only no to Jimmy G, but no to any veteran quarterback. I want Kenny Pickett. Who knows if he'll fall to us? Some mock drafts have him going as low as 18 or 20. But if he's getting close, trade up a few spots to get him. If they don't land him, then I've made peace with them going with Rudolph and Haskins. Notice I said made peace with and not they're absolutely the best option. I agree with Chris, man. Unless they rebuild the O-line in one offseason, they'll be bad with either one of those guys next year. I truly believe
so
that.
So you are fine. Actually saying out loud, you are on board with a crappy Steelers season.
You know, I feel so burned from 2019 of them somehow, some way clawing their way to 8 wins and trading around, trading away the first round pick for Minkah Fitzpatrick. I feel burned by that. You know, if we bring in any of these veteran guys, it'll improve them a little bit and they'll have a middling record again, which gets them absolutely nowhere. So, yeah, let's reload.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
Am I losing my mind here?
Probably.
Well, you did play in the NFL and take a lot of hits.
I mean,
that got ugly in a hurry.
I'm just trying to offer. I'm trying to actually.
We've made it 48 minutes
without
you actually saying something to me that was just.
Nick Wright texted me about 10 minutes ago and said, "How's Doran doing today? Has he said anything stupid yet?"
Oh, God. He didn't say that.
Yeah, he did.
Oh. Say swear. See? See?
All right. Okay. Well, now you're just trying to start violence here.
What if he did?
What would be your rebuttal?
What if he did? I'd find his number from your phone. I'd steal your phone and get his number. And then
what?
Then there would be problems.
Yeah. Say, name the time and place, Big Nose.
Would Nick's nose arrive 15 minutes before the rest of them did?
I think that's the second time you've made that joke in the last week.
First time on the air, though.
What I'm trying to say is that people are not Minkah fans. No, don't think that Minkah has done a serviceable job since he's been here.
Here's what I think it is. It's the idea that if the Steelers – he was responsible for literally multiple wins, right? Like, he won them multiple games. They went 8-8. The Chargers in 2019 went 5-11. If you find a way for them to end up, like, say, 4-12 that year, the Steelers –
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's first for you on TV, Jory.
Woo! We're all good. I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Wow. Has there been a follow-up on that part of this saga?
Well, you know, I mean, the follow-up that's relevant here is Tori Yorgi, I believe is that young lady's name. She's starting.
Have we reached the point in our life where we have to refer to people like her as a young lady?
Yeah.
That's how old we are, dude.
20s. How old you guys are? Not me.
I'm 36, man. She's probably.
You're only a couple years younger than us, bro.
I'm still younger.
So you wouldn't say young lady?
Because I bet you she and Doran are separated by less than a decade. Like, I bet she's 24 and Doran's, what, 33?
Yep.
What are you?
I bet you she's older than 24.
Maybe. But like,
no, I think she's in her mid-20s.
Yeah, 24, 25. That still puts her at a decade behind me. So I have to say young lady. Tori Yorgi, the real story here.
She went to Penn State.
She's also a Philly girl starting at Channel 4.
Congratulations on all her success.
So she's coming to Pittsburgh.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was actually her last time on air.
Yeah.
Yep.
I predicted that she was going to make it big time. It's just like the story from the morning show with Reese Witherspoon. That's how Reese Witherspoon was like a reporter in like West Virginia, and she did something crazy, and then she was on the
morning. Is that a good show?
Great show.
Never seen it.
Love it.
Jennifer Aniston in it?
Yep.
Eh,
love it.
Not a bad reason to watch.
Nope.
Oh, but it's no Yellowstone, it sounds like, given
definitely
what you guys
not
have been telling me.
Tori Yorgi?
Yeah, Penn Stater.
Which is an unbelievable name. Yeah. First, I mean, Tori Yorgi is a Pittsburgh name. Did you see Tori Yorgi? Yeah.
Tori Yorgi.
It's going to be a name that people think is one name. Like Fetter Tootin' in hockey.
I've been telling
Fetter Tootin' and Tori Yorgi.
I've been telling anyone who will listen for days. I just have a funny feeling and a weird suspicion that she's going to fall in love with Donnie Football.
But why?
Why?
Like,
because
you have no actual reason to believe this.
Because I think her personality, she took getting run over by a car in stride and had such a good reaction to it that I think she's one of these...
Unflappable, a football gal, if
you
will.
Yeah, I just think, you know, no...
Now, Donnie, she is a... Her bio on
very
Twitter,
low maintenance, seems very chill.
She had every right, by the way, to cuss out both car driver and her employer there for sending her out by herself,
yeah, she, like,
for the record.
She was apologizing to the driver of the car for getting run over.
I mean, you're a successful person. Can't you hook that up?
Hook up what?
You think I need to be cute for these two?
I think you need to hook that up.
Here's a question, though.
I don't think Donnie needs it. I think Donnie's got enough game. I don't think I need to be Will Smith.
Pony has the icebreaker here. She's a Philly Eagles fan. Who was their quarterback when she was probably a young, like a young
Donovan
child?
Donovan McNabb.
Syracuse's finest. Now, Donnie, say you and Tori someday hit it off. You met her.
Why are you putting hypotheticals on this?
Could you date an Eagles fan?
Yeah, no doubt.
So you are a football guy, but you are not so insane as to put football loyalties before love.
Yeah, I mean, especially for the fact that she's from Philadelphia, so it only makes sense that she's an Eagles fan. I mean, one of my best friends is, you know, he's in the same situation. His girlfriend's from out
all
east.
Right, here's another one.
How's that working out for them, by the
great
way?
So yeah, here's another one. So that's Philly, different conferences. Yes, there's the rivalry here, but I didn't like Penguins Flyers. You meet a nice young lady at the bar, and she is just the best. You just cannot believe how much you're hitting it off, and then she says, I love the Cleveland Browns.
Okay. I mean, if she's from Cleveland or has some
what
legitimate
reasons.
What if
she's from Pittsburgh and she just said, I grew up a Browns fan?
That's...
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.